Read in English avec Arabs Yes You Can. Copyright Larousse 2022. Hamlet. This is Hamlet. He is a young Danish prince. He lives in the castle of Elsinore with his mother and father, the king and queen of Denmark. One day, Hamlet is shocked to learn that his father, the king, is dead. Hamlet loves his father very much. He is very sad.
Oh, I will miss my father.
Very soon after the king's death, Hamlet's mother, Gertrude, gets married again. She marries her brother-in-law, her husband's brother. His name is Claudius. Hamlet does not like his uncle Claudius, and he is very confused and angry when Gertrude gets married again.
Why did my mother marry again so quickly? It's too soon. And why did she marry Uncle Claudius? I don't understand.
Hamlet has a good friend called Horatio. Horatio tells Hamlet that he has seen a ghost.
A ghost? Where, Horatio?
On the ramparts. The watchman saw it too. Come with me. I'll show you.
Horatio and Hamlet go outside with the watchman. They go up to the ramparts. Suddenly, the ghost appears in front of them. It is the ghost of Hamlet's father. The ghost speaks to Hamlet.
Hamlet, I am the spirit of your father. Your uncle Claudius poisoned me and married Gertrude because he wants to be king of Denmark. You must avenge my death.
Hamlet is not a violent person. He has never hurt anyone. He hesitates. Maybe the ghost lied to him. Maybe Claudius did not murder his father. He spends a lot of time thinking about the problem. He feels very anxious.
I am a kind, peaceful boy. What can I do?
Gertrude and Claudius are worried about Hamlet. They can see that he is unhappy. He looks ill. And he even seems to be a bit mad. He doesn't want to talk to anyone. And he often talks to himself.
What's the matter, Hamlet?
Nothing, Mother. Leave me alone.
Gertrude and Claudius tell Hamlet's friends, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, to watch Hamlet carefully.
Maybe you can discover what Hamlet's problem is.
Hamlet has a beautiful young girlfriend. Her name is Ophelia. She is the daughter of the Lord Chamberlain, Polonius. Ophelia tries to comfort Hamlet, but he is not friendly at all. In fact, he's very unkind to Ophelia. He pretends that he does not love her. Of course, Ophelia is very upset. She doesn't understand Hamlet's strange behaviour.
Don't worry, dear Hamlet. I will help you. I am your friend.
I don't want to see you, Ophelia. Go away.
Some actors arrive at Elsinore Castle to perform a play. Hamlet loves the theatre. Maybe he will be happy when he sees the play. When Hamlet sees the actors, he has a brilliant idea.
I know what I will do.
I will prove that Claudius is guilty. I will use the play to trick him.
Hamlet tells the actors to change their play. They must play the murder of a king. Hamlet will observe Claudius's reaction when the actors perform this scene. If Claudius reacts badly, it will show that he is guilty. The actors perform the play in front of Claudius, Gertrude, and Hamlet. When they play the scene where the king is poisoned, Claudius becomes very angry and he leaves the room. Hamlet sees Claudius's reaction.
Aha! That means Uncle Claudius is guilty. He really killed my father. Now I must kill him.
Hamlet wants to speak to his mother about Claudius. Does she already know that Claudius killed her husband? Hamlet wants to know the truth. He goes to his mother's bedroom. Polonius, the Lord Chamberlain, Ophelia's father, is hiding behind a tapestry in Gertrude's bedroom because he wants to hear the conversation between Hamlet and his mother. He is spying on them. Hamlet looks at the tapestry. That's strange. The tapestry seems to be moving. Hamlet thinks that his uncle Claudius is hiding behind the tapestry, and he stabs Polonius with a dagger. Polonius is dead. And now Hamlet is a murderer. To punish Hamlet for the murder, Claudius sends him into exile in England, accompanied by his friends Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Claudius secretly gives Rosencrantz and Guildenstern a letter for the King of England. In the letter, Claudius tells the King of England that he must execute Hamlet. While Hamlet, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are travelling from Denmark to England, their ship is attacked by pirates. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are killed, but Hamlet returns to Denmark. Ophelia learns that Hamlet has killed her father, Polonius. She can't believe it. She doesn't know that it was a mistake, of course. She goes completely mad and commits suicide. She drowns herself in a river. Claudius is very worried because Hamlet knows the truth. Hamlet knows that Claudius killed the king. Claudius decides that Hamlet must die. Claudius tells Ophelia's brother, Laertes, to fight Hamlet. Laertes thinks that Hamlet is responsible for Ophelia's death, so he agrees to fight.
"We will put poison on your sword and in Hamlet's wine."
Hamlet returns to Elsinore. He learns that Ophelia is dead. He is very sad and angry. He meets Laertes in the castle.
"Hamlet, you are responsible for the deaths of my father Polonius and my sister Ophelia. I'll kill you if I can."
Hamlet and Laertes begin to fight with their swords. Claudius and Gertrude watch the fight. After a few minutes, the two boys take a break, and Claudius offers Hamlet a drink. It is the poisoned wine. Hamlet does not want to drink, but his mother is thirsty. She takes the goblet and drinks the poisoned wine. She dies immediately. Hamlet and Laertes fight again. Laertes wounds Hamlet with a poisoned sword, but Hamlet does not die immediately. Laertes accidentally cuts himself with a poisoned sword. He falls down. He knows that he is dying. Before Laertes dies, he tells Hamlet the truth about Claudius.
"Your uncle is responsible for your mother's death. He put poison in the wine. He wanted you to drink it, not Queen Gertrude."
Hamlet takes Laertes' poisoned sword and stabs Claudius. He forces Claudius to drink the rest of the poisoned wine. Claudius dies.
"At last, I have avenged my dear father's death."
But Hamlet has been poisoned, and after he kills Claudius, he falls down. He is dying. Before he dies, he speaks to his best friend, Horatio.
"Please, my friend, after my death, tell everybody the true story. Tell everybody that I was not a bad person. I promise that I will tell everybody the truth, Hamlet."
A Norwegian prince called Fortinbras arrives at Elsinore with his army. Fortinbras enters the castle of Elsinore. He discovers a horrific spectacle. King Claudius, Queen Gertrude, Prince Hamlet, Laertes, Ophelia, and Polonius are all dead. Horatio keeps his promise to Hamlet. He tells Fortinbras the tragic story of Hamlet and his family. He explains that Hamlet was a victim, not a murderer. He explained that everything was Claudius's fault. Fortinbras takes control of Denmark. He is now the king of Denmark.
"We must bury poor Hamlet like a brave soldier."